What's a miracle? What's a miracle? That the cyclone struck only your room and spared the rest of the house.
Oh, I'll put everything away, Mother. I'm just trying to decide what to wear this afternoon.
Oh, what's the occasion?
Bowling or a concert? Which would you do, Mother? I mean, if you were me.
Well, if I were you, I'd clean up this mess before your father sees it.
Oh, Mother, I will, but tell me, which would you do, bowling or a concert?
You have two dates?
Well, not exactly. You see, Herbie said he might come by and we might go bowling, and I said I would.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one date.
But Roger said he'd come by and he'd take me to a concert, and I said I might.
Sounds like a standoff to me.
Mother, this dress would be all right for the concert, but I don't know about this for bowling.
Oh, honey, you're a big girl now. You make up your own mind.
Well, Mother, all I'm asking for is some advice.
Honey, at breakfast time, you couldn't decide between eggs and cereal, and later you couldn't decide whether to read a book or watch television, and now you can't decide between Herbie and Roger or what dress to wear.
Well, gee, Mommy, it'd be lots easier if you'd help me.
Well, honey, as you go through life, you're going to have to make a lot of decisions. And I just think you ought to start making some. Right now.
Mommy, you really think I should make my own decisions? All by myself?
Of course, honey. I mean, don't ask me. I mean... Oh, Mary, you just did it to me again. Oh, don't tell me. Let me guess. You're going bowling with Herbie.
That's right.
Now, don't you feel better? You made your own decision.
I think so.
Mom, will you please come up here? You forgot to sew a corner on.
Well, you kept rushing me.
Well, I thought it over and I decided on Herbie. Because he's a lot older than Roger.
He is?
Mm-hmm, almost 5 months.
Oh, he certainly carries his age gracefully.
Mom, please.
Yes, dear, I'm coming.
Oh, I'll get it, Mother.
Hi, Mary.
Roger, it's you.
Well, sure it's me. We've got a date, haven't we?
Well, to tell you the truth, Roger...
I don't know much about the concert, but, well, Mother bought the tickets, so I guess it's classical music.
Oh, I don't have anything against classical music, Roger,
well,
but...
for the concert, they're very good seats. Way in the back.
Roger, when you asked me to go to the concert, you remember I didn't say definitely that I would.
That's Larry.
Larry?
My cousin.
Oh, I didn't know you had a cousin.
Oh, everyone has. He's visiting with us, and my mother made me take him along.
Roger, about the concert,
Oh, Mary, this is my cousin Larry. Larry, this is Mary Stone.
Mary? That's my favorite name. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Larry.
Larry's from New York.
New York?
I live in New York, but I go to college in Boston.
College?
That's right. What year are you in?
Well...
She's still in high school.
High school? Oh, I thought you were a little older than that. About 18 or 19, like most of the girls I go with.
You did?
Mary, say, what were you talking about our date not being definite?
Roger, of course it's definite. When I make up my mind, I make up my mind.
Hello, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hello, Mrs. Stone, Jeff.
Mother, I'd like you to meet Roger's cousin, Larry, from New York and college. Boston.
How do you do, Larry? It's nice to meet you.
Hello, Mrs. Stone. Hi, champ.
Hi.
Gosh, Mrs. Stone, if you'll forgive me saying so, you look more like Mary's sister than her mother.
Well, that's very nice of you.
I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it.
I think we'd better be going. They make you feel like a public enemy when you come in late for a concert.
Oh, well, I thought you were going to... Run along. Have a good time. It was nice to meet you, Larry.
Thank you, Mrs. Stone. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Have fun.
Bye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Stone. Jeff. What's the matter?
I have to change my dress. Would you excuse me, please, Larry? Mother, what dress should I wear? Never mind. I'll decide myself.
Well, if you'll excuse me, make yourselves at home.
Thank you, Mrs. Stone. Boy, Larry, you sure put it on. Mary looks like a college girl. Mrs. Stone looks like her sister.
That's my system, Raj. Tell the mothers they look younger. Tell the girls they look older. It never fails. in the back.
Can't we just sit three in the front?
Now, Rog, you wouldn't want to crowd everybody, would you? All set, Mary?
Fine here.
Boy, what's this wind going to do to my hair? Spend money when we had free tickets to the concert.
Why sit at a dull concert when we could be out having laughs?
It's very interesting.
Come on.
I think your mother would like it if she knew you were here, Mary.
Roger, there is nothing wrong with this place. And besides, I'm old enough to make up my own mind about where I want to go.
Free tickets to a concert and we come here.
I'll call home now to see how my mother is. What's the name of this place?
The Hungry Onion.
Baby, you know I wouldn't lie to you. Of course I'm home in bed. I wouldn't even look at another girl. Okay. Bye-bye, baby. I'm sorry I kept you waiting, Like.
Oh, it's quite all right. Like.
You're a nice-looking grasshopper. You ever fall up here before?
I beg your pardon?
Do you ever make this scene before?
You mean, have I ever been here before?
That's what I said. What, are you trying to put me down?
Oh, no, no, certainly not.
See you later, grasshopper.
Hello.
Oh, Mary, where are you? I've been waiting for you. The what? The Hungry Onion?
Well, it's kind of a restaurant. We're going to have dinner here.
Oh, well, I thought you were coming right home after the concert.
Oh, we left. Larry didn't like the music too much.
Oh. Well, what about Roger? Is Roger with you?
Oh, yes, Roger's here.
Well, look, Mary, I'm sure you've had a wonderful time, but don't you think you ought to come home?
But, Mother, you said I should make up my own mind.
Now, Mary, all right, honey, you make your own decisions.
Goodbye, Mother.
Bye, honey.
Where's my wandering sister tonight?
Oh, she's at some funny restaurant. Angry Eye or Hungry Eye, I don't know what it is.
Why didn't she tell her to come home?
Because I told her to start making her own decisions. I didn't think she'd start so soon.
I think I'll stay up tonight and watch the late show.
No, you don't, young man. With you, I'm still making the decisions.
The wheel. Man's futile attempt at immortality. Perfection of a flower. The imperfection of a city. The sum of our senses. The loss of our reason. In a nutshell, the world, my friends, the world. You inspired me to write that.
Thank you.
You know, your like beautiful doesn't begin to describe you.
What did you mean, sir, about the sum of our senses and the loss of reason?
Daddy, oh, it's like a butterfly's wings. When you examine it,
destroy it.
I'm taking a course on the Victorian poets, and our professor told us that Robert Browning...
Robert Browning? Man, he's from the Stone Ages.
Say, he's cute. Want to dance, Ragma?
No, thank you. You see, we're three together here.
Bye.
You just inspired me again.
I've got to make a phone call.
To who?
A fellow I know in New York. Will you excuse me, Mary?
Sure.
You come along, Roger. You can say a few words to him.
To who?
George, you know.
George? Well, who's George?
Let me have a couple of bucks, will you, Rog?
What for? You said we were your guests.
Oh, and you are. Just happens I'm a little short.
How short?
All of it. You see, Rog, I left my wallet home.
We should have gone to the concert. It was free.
I'll pay you back. We're cousins, aren't we?
You're an expensive relative. How much do you need?
Make it $5. It'll be easier to remember that way.
$5? I could remember two a lot easier.
Now, Rog, don't be a tightwad. Your dad just gave you all your allowance.
But it's got to last me for a whole month.
I'll pay you back, I tell you.
$5 for cinnamon toast and coffee.
I've had such a wonderful time. Thank you so much, Larry.
My pleasure, Mary.
Roger, why don't you thank Larry? After all, we are his guests.
Mary, if you think for 1 minute
Roger.
That I'll
top...
Thanks, Lair. Thanks a lot.
That's okay, Raj.
Look, it's nearly 10 o'clock. We better go home.
Relax, Roger, relax. Will you listen to him, Mary? Making a fuss like that and it's only 10 o'clock.
Really, Roger?
Well, you always make me take you home at 10. Your folks expect you.
Roger, don't be childish.
Of course, I don't suppose there's much to do in a town like this. I mean, not like New York with the Copa and the Stork and...
Is that so? It just so happens we have a place here, the Flamingo. It's as high class as anything you'll find in New York.
The Flamingo? What's that?
It's a nightclub.
It's out on the lake. They've got an orchestra and a floor show, just like in the movies.
Okay.
Larry, no.
Why not?
Oh, we can't.
Why?
Oh, because.
Because what?
Because. And Mary's too young.
Roger. Let's go, Larry.
Where?
The Flamingo.
Mr. Clark, Mrs. Clark. Table 27.
Beautiful.
Nothing like the Copa.
We can still back out. Let's go home.
You stop crabbing, Roger. That's all you've been saying for the past half hour.
Well, I've been sitting in the wind for the last half hour. Besides, this place looks expensive.
Let me worry about that. Table for three, please.
Have you a reservation?
No.
I'm sorry, we're all booked up.
Let's go home.
Oh, what about that table over there?
That one? You want that table?
Well, it's empty, isn't it?
It's yours.
I didn't see much of the floor show. The music was very good.
This is the first time I've ever been to a nightclub. I don't care if I never go again.
Relax, Rog. Live a little. Thank you. See anything you like?
I don't know. I am kind of hungry.
How about a steak?
Mary,
think I'll just have a club sandwich and ginger ale.
Excellent, mademoiselle. And also the gentleman?
I'll have the same. How about you, Raj? Better make it three.
I've got to make a telephone call.
You do?
To a friend in New York, in the hospital. You know, George, you'd better come with me.
Excuse us, Mary.
Now, what is it, Roger? Those sandwiches. They cost $2.50 a piece.
So?
Well, do you know how much we spent already?
How much?
$8.50, and I've only got $10.
You told me you had your home on allowance.
I did. $15.
Is that all?
Well, it's enough for my normal needs, which doesn't include nightclubs.
Well, we'll be able to make it and have just enough for the waiter. Come on.
My, this is good.
It ought to be.
I'm so glad we came, aren't you? Mary? Oh, hi, Alex. How are you? I was expecting a call from Mary. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she went to a concert and then to a restaurant with Roger and his cousin Larry. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. The angry onion, the hungry, some kind of an onion. The meeting's over. Good. Dr. Winters wants to go dancing? Well, yes, the Flamingo's the best place. Honey, don't you think it's a little late? I was just wondering. Yes. You're right, honey. She is growing up. All right, I'll meet you in a half hour. Goodbye, dear.
Excuse me. Call this a good idea. Every time you order, you make it worse.
Can you think of anything better? As soon as we stop eating, the waiter will bring us the check.
What did you say this is called, Larry?
A peach supreme.
Oh, I bet it's expensive.
$3 a piece.
I've never had an evening like this. Oh, I wish we could stay forever.
We'll probably have to.
Oh, but I do think we better be starting home now.
We can't go home.
Roger.
She's got to find out sometime. We can't go on eating like this all evening. Even if we did have the money, I couldn't do it.
Money?
Mary, there's been sort of a financial misunderstanding. I left my wallet at home and...
You mean you can't pay the check?
Not even close.
Roger, how could you?
Hey, it's not my fault. It's him. He knew I didn't have enough money.
What's going to happen when they find out?
They'll probably arrest us. And I think I'll enjoy that.
Don't worry, I'll think of something.
Hey,
we'll have three more peach supremes.
What are we gonna do? We can't sit here forever.
I know. Oh, if this was only New York.
Larry, I'm sorry you ever left New York.
Well, I don't see why you won't call your father and ask him to bring us some money.
Oh, I told you why. My father wouldn't be the least bit sympathetic. A month's allowance is supposed to last a month.
Why don't you call your folks, Mary? Your mother looked nice.
I did, Larry. Jeff said Mother went to meet Daddy and they've gone out for the evening. I've never been arrested.
Just don't argue with the cops. It's fatal.
Maybe if we pretended we were going to make a phone call and ducked out through the back, we could meet at my car.
I wouldn't do a thing like that.
I have an idea.
What, Mary?
It's the last thing anyone ever thinks of, and it's always the best.
Why?
The truth. Excuse me.
Yes, mademoiselle?
May I speak to you for just a moment?
Certainly.
I came up here to...
Yes?
I just wanted to tell you that...
Yes?
We don't have enough money to pay our check.
Is that so?
I thought you ought to know.
Your friends sent you to tell me?
Oh, no, that was my own idea. You see, there was a slight misunderstanding about how much money Roger had. I mean, we had.
Things like that can happen.
You don't seem surprised.
No, we can always tell. Anyone who orders that many peach supremes cannot pay the check. That's the way it is.
Are you going to phone the police?
The police? Certainly not. I trust you. And send us the money.
You can keep this until you get the money.
Oh, no, that's not necessary.
Oh, no, please. I'll feel so much better if you take it. Please.
Very well.
Thank you.
Silvio.
It's all taken care of.
Very good, sir.
It's been a pleasure to serve you, mademoiselle. I hope we see you again soon. Good night.
Good night.
What a lovely girl. You know, Silvio, sometimes I regret that I never married.
And me? Sometimes I regret that I did.
To marry with love from mother and dad. Sometimes I regret.
Mommy? Mommy, is that you?
Yes, dear.
Did you have a good time?
Oh, it's all right. I'll tell you all about it tomorrow.
All right, dear.
Where did you and Daddy go?
Well, we went dancing at a nightclub. We had a wonderful time.
I made a decision tonight, Mother.
You did?
I'm always going to be honest with people. Makes everything a lot easier.
You go to sleep. Good night.
Mommy?
Hmm?
What should I wear tomorrow?
Well, I think the red velveteen would be nice.
Good night, Mommy.
Good night, Anna.
Thank you.
been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.